I've just been joined by Eric Clapton's dad. We should explain that Eric Clapton's dad is called Jeff. And your son is called Paul?
Paul, yeah, that's right.
AKA Eric Clapton.
Yep, Eric Clapton tribute.
And he's playing he's playing live with a band, obviously?
Yeah, he's playing at Medina Theatre on the Saturday the 6th. And he's got a band together. It should be pretty good because it's a band he played with for a number of years on the P&O Azura.
Oh, right, OK. So he's got, lots of experience.
Yeah, he was on board the Azura for about 3 years. He was playing as a party band and also a backing band for other tribute acts.
See, my wife loves Eric Clapton, and the proof will be in the pudding in a minute because she'll tell me whether or not, yeah, that sounds good, because we are going to play her favourite Eric Clapton song in a mo. And but you've dropped in a couple of tickets as well. I'm hoping they're still up there. I'm hoping nobody's nicked them. But playing live Medina Theatre week on Saturday.
That's right. Yep.
And I've just seen the playlist, and pretty much it's all like the best of, you know, Clapton, Bit of Cream, and his best tracks like I Shot the Sheriff, Lay Down Sally, Bad Love, Behind the Mask. And While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which is obviously something he did with George Harrison.
Yeah, he and George Harrison were very good friends. And George Harrison was invited to play on Badge. And later on, the Beatles returned the favour by asking Clapton to play on While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Right, wow, okay. Does he, when he does the show, some of these tribute acts, they come out and they do like Decade, they get changed, and then they come, is there any of that, or is he on stage for a long period of time without leaving it?
No, at Medina, it'll be, the first half will be early material, then acoustic, then there'll be a short break, and then the second half will be a lot of his more recent and well-known stuff.
Okay, looking forward to this. How long's John stays for, roughly? About an hour and a half?
Hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And when did he start getting into or start thinking, you know, tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Eric Clapton?
Well, he's been playing the guitar since he was about 10 or 12. He went to Platform One.
Right, okay.
And played with a number of bands on the island, including Lucid, which I'm sure everybody knows.
Yeah, sure.
And then got an opportunity to play on the cruise ships, and one evening one of the tribute acts had missed a boat, and so he stepped in and included a number of Clapton tracks which were very well received, and that was a launch pad. From there he went on, did his own show, came off the ships in January, and since then he's been all over the world, both on cruise ships, hotels, theatres. He's off to America at the end of the year.
Wow. So he really has, like, turned into Eric Clapton.
Yeah, he won the National Tribute Award for the Best Newcomer this year. So it's a very prestigious award.
You must be really proud.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I know his mum would have been.
Good. Excellent. So he's Paul Ruck, and he used to be in Lucid. Didn't know that. But which is nice because we've just had a local music feature,
right?
And it kind of just sort of blends in nice. It just highlights the fact that we've got an array of incredible talent here on the island. And I was just going to say that you're actually sat in the original Platform One studio.
That's right.
This is the original. I don't know whether he used to come here or not, but obviously they're doing very well up the road there on the industrial estate, and they've got a fantastic setup. And just, this is living proof that it's working.
It never ceases to amaze me how many acts from the island actually are performing on the cruise ships and keep on bumping into the same people. So it's obviously the Isle of Wight is a very good breeding ground.
What about Eric Clapton himself? Is he aware of what he does?
I don't know. He's, when Paul was on the cruise ships, many times went to Antigua in the West Indies. And, of course, Clapton's got a place there, drug rehabilitation place. And I think there was always the hope that they might bump into each other, but
right.
Don't think it ever happened.
I've got to ask, because obviously there's a picture of him on the paperwork that you've sent me, you've given me here, and it does. Firstly, the first glance is that's Eric Clapton, and then you look closely, and obviously it's not, but he's very much like him, the hair wise.
Yep.
Did he start doing his hair before or after? You know, the Eric Clapton-esque hair.
I think before, but his hair has kind of changed almost by the month, and the beard comes and goes, but it's been stuck on there now for a few months.
Yeah. how does it work when, because obviously you've got, I know he's done so much over the years, so there's probably, you're never ever going to get running out of tunes to be able to do. And I know that every now and again he'll bring out a new album, but how more difficult does it become when you're going out on a regular basis? Does he chop and change? Does he have a set list that it doesn't change much? Does he add new stuff to it?
He tailors the material to the audience. So, for example, if he's playing at one of the Warner's hotels for more elderly residents, then it'll be more acoustic. Perhaps leading into some of the more electric that everybody knows. If he's doing on a ship with a 3/4 of an hour set, then goes in quite hard with things like Bad Love, and then we'll play the acoustic and obviously finish with Layla and the ones that everybody knows.
Brilliant. Okay, let's just recap then. Let's recap the clap, because that's what that was, his real name, wasn't it? Clap. Eric Clap.
Yeah, it was Slowhand. It had the nickname of Slowhand.
Oh, right.
And apparently that came from, in the early days, when he played with John Mayall's Blues Breakers.
Okay.
He was forever breaking strings, and he'd change the strings, and the audience would Slowhand clap him. And that's where the nickname came from.
Oh, right. I didn't know that. I knew he was called Slowhand, but I didn't know that was the reasons why. So next Saturday.
That's right.
Saturday week. You can get your tickets, and I'm guessing you can get them on some kind of hotline from the Medina Theatre.
Yeah, get them online at Medina Theatre, or obviously at Medina Theatre itself.
And there's also details if you want to know more, or perhaps hear a couple of tracks as well. There's a website that he's on,
creamofclapton.com, and if you go to the media page, there's samples of his work.
Okay, www.cream-of-clapton.com, just in case you were wondering, peace, in a minute when you go and have a look. But before you go and have a little listen, because we're going to play this in its entirety. This is AKA, and this is my wife Eric Clapton track, and this will be the deal breaker. This will be the, yes, we're going next week, you know, cancel your plans or not, okay? So this is Tears in Heaven, which is one of my favourite tracks too. Thank you, Jeff, for coming in.
My pleasure. Strong.